night away Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Ma, this is delicious.
You are a wonderful cookie. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Gloria. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Aunt Iola.
Aren't you going to say anything, Archie?
Thank you, Archie.
Oh, Daddy.
Gloria reaches to his hand.
Don't pull hairs out of the back of your father's hand. Don't never do that no more.
You mean don't ever do that again. When are you going to learn to speak English?
When I visit England. And during the last 2 weeks of your visit, I was thinking about giving up home business and family and running over there, fag country or no.
Please, let's not have any arguments on Aunt Iola's last night.
Yeah, I want to propose a toast.
Oh, let me.
Okay.
To Iola, my favorite aunt, and the perfect house guest.
Yeah, to Iola.
We love you. Oh, thank you, thank you. I just know I'm not going to enjoy the next 2 weeks at Cousin Sydney's half as much as I've enjoyed these last 2 weeks with you.
Oh.
It's been such a pleasure seeing sweet Gloria, darling Mike, cute little Joey, and dear Edith.
Oh. Edith cocks her brow toward Archie, glumly leaning on his elbow.
And? That's all.
Iola ignores Archie, who scowls.
Now, I'll clear the table.
I'll wash. What can I do? What can I do?
Oh, nothing. You relax. You got a long bus ride ahead of you.
As Archie sinks into his armchair, Iola sits in the chair beside him.
What are you going to do, sit there like a lump?
My own house, Iola. I don't never have to do nothing.
You mean you never have to do anything? You don't use a double negative.
Why'd you tell that to the guy that wrote No, No, None?
Archie wriggles in his chair.
I seem to have lost something. One of my knitting needles.
Archie's face droops.
I think I found it for you.
He pulls out a bent knitting needle and hands it to her.
Now, I made you a nice snack for the bus.
Thank you.
Aunt Iola, I found this book in the kitchen. Is it yours, Sex After 60?
Yes, dear.
Oh, is it any good?
It's terrific. A book isn't bad either.
Gloria grins as she hands Iola the book.
Sex After 60. I didn't think that you was interested in science fiction, Iola.
After 60, those are close encounters of the best kind.
It's getting late. I'd better finish my packing. Shouldn't you call me a cab, Edith?
I know what I'd like to call her.
No, it ain't necessary. See, Archie's gonna take you to the bus. He borrowed Mr. Munson's cab. Oh, Archie, she's such a nice woman. Why can't you like her?
Because I like my privacy.
Well, you've been private. She's had her own room.
I never knew when she'd come popping out of there. Maybe I like to run around the house in my drawers. Maybe I like to run around the house without my drawers.
You've never done that in your life.
Well, maybe lately I got the urge to do that. And with her here, I felt inhabited.
The Reader's Digest says that the reason some people don't like old people is because that they remind them that they're going to be old someday.
Well, for once, the Reader's Digest is right. But I don't need Iola to remind me that I'm getting old. I mean, I can see that with all my gray hairs, you know, which are all over me now.
He gives Edith a knowing look.
Yeah, I know.
She reflects sadly.
But I'm gonna miss Aunt Iola. She's been a big help to me. Why, she made her bed every day. She cleaned her room, and she went shopping with me.
All right.
She showed me how to pick out a right pineapple.
All right.
You know those green things on the top? Well, if you can pull one out real easy, that means it's ripe.
Yeah,
but right. If it's hard to pull out, then it ain't ripe. Oh, Mr. Bellini got so mad at me down at Ferguson's Market. He didn't like me pulling them out, and then they get on the floor, and he has to sweep them all up.
Archie sarcastically mimes sharpening a blade and splitting a hair.
If you pull it out real easy, that means it's ripe. But if it's hard to pull out, well, that means it ain't right.
Then he mimes slitting his wrists and slumping back dead in his chair.
Aunt Iola taught me that. Just because she's old don't mean she ain't useful.
You're talking to the dead, dear.
Archie, did she ever do anything mean to you?
She was the one who said you shouldn't marry me.
Oh, she ain't the only one that said that.
She's the one I heard telling your mother that.
Are you sure it wasn't my mother telling her?
I know what I remember. She wanted her to marry that stuck-up, lace-kitten Irish donkey Paddy O'Rourke.
Oh. He was never stuck up.
Oh, yes, he was. And so was his whole damn family. There was the kind of people that keep fruit in the house, even if nobody was sick.
Oh, I'm glad I married you, Archie. Fruit ain't everything.
Listen, now that we're alone, I want to get
in.
I'll get that.
Archie gets to the phone first.
With that wife, and the damn phone starts to ring. Hello? This is a recorded announcement. When you hear the tone signal, open your living room window and jump out.
Edith grabs the receiver.
Hello? Oh, hello, Sydney.
Sydney.
Cousin Sydney. Ah. Oh, he didn't mean it.
The hell I get...
No, she ain't left yet. She's leaving in about an hour.
Or less, we hope.
Her bus gets in, it's... Oh, my, that's terrible.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh.
Well, tell her to take care of herself. Oh, don't worry. Yeah, we'll think of something.
Yeah, wash the dishes, Mom.
Oh, who was that?
That was Cousin Sydney.
What's up?
His wife has to have her appendix taken out.
She had that done 2 years ago. I never heard of a wife with a second appendix.
This is his second wife.
Oh. That don't matter to me. You call Sydney. You tell Sydney we're putting Iola on the bus. We're shipping her off to him as per schedule.
But she can't go where she ain't wanted.
She come here, didn't she?
No, she just got to stay here for another 2 weeks, and then she goes to Emily.
Wait a minute. Why can't she go to Emily now?
Because Emily is in Hawaii with her husband on vacation.
Fine. Let her go down to Hawaii and show them two how to pick the green things out of pine nuts.
Daddy, yeah. I'm ashamed of you.
Gloria pinches his hip.
You twisted your father's ass sciatic knife here. Don't you never pinch your father in the living room. Get away. Let me sit down.
You know, in China, old people are the most honored in the family.
Yeah, here we just sweep them under the rug.
I thought you'd kid yourself, buddy. The chinks do the same thing. I mean, they ain't got rugs there, so they sweep them under the rice paddies.
You know, Arch, you are truly a man of no compassion.
Get off sex! Get off sex!
What are we gonna do, Archie?
It's your family, Edith. Figure it out. Call up one of the other relatives and get them to take her on.
Oh, that don't seem right with an extra room up there.
I don't want to discuss this thing no more. Now, what the hell are you two looking at? Don't look at me. Don't say nothing. Don't butt in. You ain't wanted here.
Oh,
fun.
Go on home to your own home. Now I hear the baby crying.
Fine. Fine. Goodbye. Yeah, goodbye. Yeah. Can I just say one thing to you, though?
If it don't take too long.
Why is it that you can never...
Hold on.
Archie shuts the door in Mike's face. Marching to the phone, he hands Edith the address book.
None of the relatives are gonna take it.
Well, geez, I could have told you the same thing. That's your family. Jeez. They remind me of weasels. Dumb but shifty. Well, we only got one choice then. I mean, either she goes to the Sunshine Home or she stays here.
That's two choices.
No, because she can't stay here.
Archie, the Sunshine Home ain't got no room.
While we're arguing here, a vacancy might be opening up right now, courtesy of the Grim Creeper. And some guy just like me might be getting ready to ram some other old party in there. So get on the phone and call them up, will you? Call them up, Edith.
Archie, give me one good reason why we can't take that sweet old lady into our home.
A stroke I may have. Get on the phone and call them, call them. Jesus, only the mercy of the Lord, I ain't had a stroke already. And a coronary trombonist in the bargain.
Iola comes downstairs.
What's going on?
What's going on, Iola, is bad news, see?
Mr.
It's Sidney. He can't take you.
Oh.
Yeah, and none of the other relatives were calling to take you neither. Well, you and me, we were like them one way, you know. I mean, the two of us were about as popular with that side of the family there as baked beans on a bus trip.
Guess what? Old Mr. Bloomerer went west this morning.
I didn't say went west. He died.
No, he eloped to Albuquerque with his massage nurse.
Oh. What's a massage nurse?
A hooker with a thermometer.
You see?
Hey, Mom. Gloria sent me over for a pot.
Oh, yeah, I left it on the kitchen table.
Okay, Ma, thanks.
See, Mr. Bloomerer used to live at the Sunshine Home, but now that he eloped, you can have his room.
Mike listens in.
At the Sunshine Home?
Mm-hmm.
Why should I be in an old folks' home?
Because you're an old folk.
Well, it ain't bad, Aunt Iola. It's a nice room, and I'm there 3 days a week. I can see that you get the best care.
Care? What do I need with care? I can take care of myself.
Arch, can I talk to you for a second?
Don't you see I'm busy here, mate?
I want to talk to you.
Look at this guy. All right, keep selling, Edith. Keep selling. How do you want? Get in.
Can I talk to you for a second?
They go to the kitchen.
You come and bother me, Father. We're in the middle of a deep problem over here. We're trying to talk the old lady into going to the Sunshine Home.
Yeah, I know. Why?
Why?
Arch, she is Ma's aunt. Ma loves her. You got an extra room upstairs. Why can't you just take her for a couple of weeks? I can't think of anything more rotten than sending that lady to a home.
Call nothing rotten. You don't know what the heck you're talking about here. I ain't doing nothing rotten here. Sit down a minute. I want to tell you something. I know a hell of a lot more about old people than you know. I see more of them, and I want to tell you this. Old people like to live with other old people.
Oh, come on.
Don't give me a sour face. They do. They live all together in a home there. They talk about the same thing, see? And they like that. They come down in the morning, you know? So they talk about prune juice versus bread. You know what I mean? I mean, who's regular? Who ain't regular? I mean, is denture paste better than denture glue? They talk about parts that they ain't got no more. They talk about parts they got that ain't working no more. They like that. See, they have a ball there.
Arch, Iola isn't like that. She is active. She has a clear mind. She is capable of doing anything that anybody else can do.
Oh, sure, but you got to time her with a calendar because a watch won't help you.
All right, so maybe she's a little slow, but she still gets things done. Arch, what you're talking about is your idea of old age. You know something? I think you're afraid of old age.
What are you talking about? I got a whole lot of life left in me. Hey, listen. If I was to give up cigars and booze, I bet I could make it another 40 years there. Maybe 50 if I was to give up this year.
He pumps his fist sideways.
This here doesn't shorten your life.
You'd like to think that, because if it did, you got about 10 minutes more to live.
Why do I always think I'm going to see a light at the end of the tunnel with you? I'm going home.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Now, as long as you're over here, I'm going to ask you to do me a big favor. I want you to go in there and help Edith taunt the old lady into the sunshine hall. Now, come on. She likes you. She'll listen to you.
Arch, I'm not going to do that because I don't think that's where she should be.
I'm asking a favor.
I'm telling you no.
Wait a minute. After all I've done for you, you wouldn't give me one favor.
Arch, I want to go home and bring this pot to Gloria.
Hold it. Can I say one thing to you?
If it doesn't take too long.
Never in my 53 years.
Too long.
Mike leaves, slamming the back door behind him. Archie strides back into the living room.
You know, your meat-headed son-in-law just slammed the door at me there.
Well, you did it to him.
Listen, ain't it? When I slam my door in his face, that's one thing. But when he slams my door in my face, that's something else. What the hell you call it? That's vulgar. Vulgar. He's a vulgar guy.
Archie, listen to me. Aunt Iola ain't no burden. She's the perfect guest.
What are you talking about, a perfect guest? Does a perfect guest take over every conversation at the table? Does a perfect guest yell at me for smoking a cigar? Does a perfect guest always try to correct my English? Does a perfect guest every morning mount an unexpected invasion on the toilet up there and come in and catch me with my defenses down?
Archie, when we was first married, Aunt Iola let us stay in her house, and she had to put up with us.
But, Edith, we wasn't old.
Do you remember when she took Gloria for a whole week when I had the flu?
But what the hell trouble was that, a little baby?
And she loaned us $100 when you was laid off so we could pay the Earl bill.
I paid her back.
Oh, no.
Was?
Only $25 of it.
Remember this, Edith. $25 in them days was worth about $200 today.
We want to talk to her.
Ah, here they are, the floozy and the phone.
Ma, we've decided that we want our Aunt Hannah Iola to come and stay with us.
Yeah.
That's very sweet of you, but I don't think that would be right. I mean, she's my relative.
Well, she ain't mine.
No, I feel very close to her.
Well, what are you talking about close? She'd just be across the alley there. Ain't that close? You could run over there and hug her 3 times a day, 4 if you want her.
She's lively, and she's alert, and we feel that she would be a great influence on Joey, and Joey just adores her.
Sure. She'd learn the baby good English and keep him off cigars.
Ma, I think she'd like it with us.
I think she ought to be here.
But, Ma, she's got a place for us.
Iola comes downstairs with her coat on and a suitcase.
She could be a babysitter. She could be a babysitter for us.
She glares at Archie in his chair.
Stifle.
Oh, geez, you want to sit in my chair, too?
Very flattering that you're all fighting over me, but I've made up my mind. I'm going to stay with Herbert.
It's a pretty good idea, Dad. I never thought of her staying with Herbert. Who the hell was Herbert?
Is he a relative?
No, he's better than a relative. He's my friend. Whenever I'm between relatives and I have a hole in my schedule, why, then I'm always welcome there. And I love him for that.
You mean you and Herbert?
Edith, this here, you know?
He pumps his fist, embarrassing Edith.
Why not? He's the one that gave me this book.
He gave you Sex After 60?
Yes, and before 60, too. Aunt Iola, you're terrific. I know. So, Archie, let's get me to the bus station so I can catch that Greyhound to Buffalo. Some people don't understand that I'm welcome practically every place I go. And not because they feel sorry for me, but because they love a real-life wire. Well, that's me. So, goodbye, children.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm going to miss you.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Goodbye.
Have a nice trip. Come and see us again.
I'm off.
off, I'm gonna shuffle. Shuffle off to Buffalo. Woo!
Iola dances a lively two-step out the front door. Archie grimaces as he follows with her suitcase. On the front porch, he sets the suitcase down.
Iola, wait a minute. Let me get down here.
He sits on the suitcase to meet her eye level.
I gotta ask you, was you kidding around in there, or you really got this guy Herbert up in Buffalo?
Of course I do.
Because, you know, if you really didn't have nobody or no place to go to, I'd have to make you come back and stay with us.
Oh, thank you, Archie.
She kisses his forehead.
That's sweet. But there really is a Herbert.
Mm. Well, I'll say one thing for you, Iola. There ain't no flies on you. And if it should happen that I wind up like you, you know, on my own, I'd like to be just as jazzy as you.
Then you better start changing your ways, Archie. Because if you don't, you might wind up without a Herbert to go to.
Well, see, I'd want it to be an Alice or a Dorothy or something. I mean, I wouldn't have no use for a Herbert.
Iola rolls her eyes while Archie laughs. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Albert E. Lewin. Story by Michael Lohman. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Nedra Voles, Aunt Iola. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.